We go to the Democratic Republic of Congo now, where more than a dozen United Nations peacekeepers and five Congolese soldiers were killed and more than 50 people were wounded in an attack on a UN base in eastern Congo over the weekend by an extremist group called the ADF. The UN Secretary General is calling this attack the worst in the organization's recent history. Africa Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, Kevin Seif, has been reporting on the attack, and he joined us from Nairobi in Kenya.
The UN has been targeted for years now in this part of Congo, but never in an attack this big. So I think this has really prompted a moment of reckoning for the UN and especially for the Department of Peacekeeping Operations. And they're now sending people from New York to Congo to figure out what went wrong, to figure out if they can prevent another attack like this from happening.
Tell us a little bit more about the ADF and who they are.
The ADF has been operating since the mid-90s along the Uganda border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. But there are still a lot of questions about who they are, what they want. There are some, mostly Ugandan authorities, who would tell you that they're an Islamic extremist organization, that they're jihadists, that they have a religious agenda. There are others, I think, analysts who've been studying Congo for some time, who would say, actually, they're more interested in controlling ground, being able to continue illicit trafficking, mostly the trafficking of timber, in this sort of remote part of Uganda and Congo. We're not talking about Boko Haram, we're not talking about Al-Shabaab. This is a relatively small militant group. But the ADF is one of many groups, and it's one of many groups that has utterly destabilized this part of Congo. And so while they are and have been targeting the UN, I think more than most of the other groups, it's not to say that they are sort of the biggest or the only threat in the region.
Well, talk about some of those other threats. What's the backdrop in Congo? What's been going on there for the last 5 or 10 years that has led to the rise of all of these armed groups and a UN presence there?
It's a combination of a few things. One is the sort of total lack of central governance or legitimate local governance, for that matter, in eastern Congo. So the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo is still Joseph Kabila. There are big questions about how much longer he'll stay in power. According to the constitution, he was supposed to be out already. So that's what's happening in the capital. And then that then has had an effect on what's happening across the rest of the country, where you have parts of eastern Congo where this incident happened last week, where a region that's incredibly rich in natural resources, but without a legitimate and without an effective government. So in that power vacuum, you've got many, many armed groups and a somewhat dysfunctional military taking advantage of those spoils. That is, in some cases, as bad as these militant groups when it comes to trafficking, when it comes to killing civilians. Mostly the people who are paying the price in this region are civilians. I mean, no one knows exactly how many civilians have been killed in eastern Congo, but the estimates are huge. I mean, we're talking about probably thousands of people. And then, of course, you have the biggest UN peacekeeping operation in the world. And a lot of people, including officials in the United States, are asking, well, after so many years of a UN presence in Congo, why are we seeing an uptick in violence?
Well, why would a group like the ADF turn its guns on the United Nations peacekeepers at their base instead of on other armed groups? What's the logic there?
Basically, what's unique about the UN mission in Congo is that a few years ago, they got a mandate to conduct offensive operations against militants. And this was really the first time in the history of the UN where they had an explicit mandate to do this. So suddenly in Congo, one of the armed actors was the United Nations. And of course, on one hand, it did help in some cases to pacify some of the major armed groups. I mean, there were successes. But of course, because they're targeting the militant groups, they themselves have become targets. On one hand, they're trying to keep the peace, you know, they're trying to sort of make inroads here when it comes to pacifying these armed groups. On the other hand, it's hard to do that when a huge amount of your resources are devoted to protecting your troops because they are so frequently targeted.
Kevin Seif, thanks for joining us.
Sure, anytime.
Kevin Seif joins us from Nairobi, Kenya. He's Africa Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.